بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. The reason we decided to sit and talk today, not to look down on anybody, at least to get here people's tawajjuh inshallah. Any brothers at the back, we can't see them, who's there, came with muhabbat, with love. We'd like to see who came also, so we can see them and they can see us. As they say when you go to ICU, I see you, you see me. So Allah Ta'ala must make his tawajjuh on us, inshallah. Last week we discussed the beautiful name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Al-Hakim, the Most Wise. Today we begin the beautiful name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud comes in Quran Sharif also, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ in Surah Al-Buruj, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوج. The meaning of Al-Wadud, the most loving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you himself that he is the most wise and the most loving also. And the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we can't even comprehend. We can't even realize and understand to what extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his creation. And how beautifully our honorable and illustrious Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib tabarakatuh explains also, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, all forgiving. Ghafoor. Allah ta'ala forgives. How Allah ta'ala forgives also, how Allah ta'ala paired these two sifat attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Allah is ghafoor and wadood. Sometimes you find ghafoor, rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only forgive. And Hazrat gives an example that sometime the government, president, prime minister might make an announcement in his country that we're giving now amnesty, any person has anything to declare. And so many years now, so to say, you took away from us, you didn't pay full taxes. So now come and open the books and declare everything, and we will overlook it, amnesty. We'll just overlook it. And the more you come with, subhanallah, you came with so much that you didn't give the government, you didn't pay taxes all these years, you avoided taxes. So they say, we forgive you, and because you came forward, and you did come with your books, and you did now declare everything, that which now you didn't give us over all the years, whether it was oppressively, whether it's correct to give, how much to give, etc. But we overlook it now. So, ghafoor, we forgive you. We overlook it. And together with that, we're so happy you came forward, that we love you for this also. We love you for this also. You declared so much that you took from us. Now, because you declared everything, we're giving you 5 filling stations, 10 blocks of flats, 3 farms also. I will give you so many vehicles also, government vehicles. Say, nobody will do that. Now they'll have their eye on you. You had so much all these years now, now we got you tracked. Now you're under our radar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, nobody in dunya will do like that. That they'll forgive you for what you have done to them, and then they will show you love also. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is ghafoor and wadood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, and Allah ta'ala gives also. Allah says, you came forward, and I love to forgive, so I will forgive you, and I'm also al-wadood, wa huwa al-ghafoor al-wadood. Allah says, I'll forgive you, and I'll show you love. What does it mean? Everything is forgiven. Now, banda, what you want to ask? Now, I have so much love for you, I love how you came forward, and you made tawbah. Now, for the month of Ramadan, as we mentioned before, many saatis feel we can't keep the momentum. Definitely, Ramadan is Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has given season to prove to us that we can do that amount. We have the ability that we can obey Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is ghafoor and wadood. Allah Ta'ala will forgive and Allah is loving. So not to be deceived also. Many brothers feel now that where will I make tawbah? I'm still living a sinful life. So I'm going to go back to my bad habits. Then to make tawbah. Allah loves those, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those that repent over and over again. Allah wants us to repent over and over again. What does it mean? When you repent over again? When you make guna and sin. So Allah says, continue making tawbah. When you continue making tawbah, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah says, I love those that make tawbah. Subhanallah. Allah says, I love those who do good deeds also. And I love those who make tawbah also. How beautifully our Shaykh explains also, that there are two lines of cues. There are two tellers and two lines to get the muhabbat of Allah, the love of Allah. When you say the love of Allah, There's one of two ways you can see it. One is that the muhabbat of Allah can mean that I love Allah. So let us say we're not talking about death, we're talking Allah, you love me. Allah, you love me no matter what I am. Like how beautifully the Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain that إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That if say indeed if you love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you in exchange. Just following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully has that explains. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a beautiful rose of Allah, the beloved of Allah, the Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah loves him. All we have to become now the thorns around the rose. Become the thorns, attach ourselves to that rose. So that love that is now, a person gives the rose, when a person buys a rose also, then you won't find the person cutting the thorns. They hold it at the bottom so they don't get pricked. So they will take that rose and a special vase at home, designer vase, the wife will take it out, put nice cool water in there, and a nice beautiful spot in the house. People will praise the rose. But that thorn has no value. But the thorn fetched the price of the rose, because it was accompanying the rose. And then now, the thorn also will enjoy that vase, enjoy the cool water and the praises of people. What a beautiful rose. But the thorn too is smiling. I'm also a part of it. We are the thorns. The rose is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We just follow, attach ourselves. We attach ourselves to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that rose, so to say, is a fault, is a defect to the rose. Even the person gets pricked, he won't throw the rose away. He just holds it a little bit more down. In the same way, we are defective. We are defective. Then to a person loves the rose, and what is attached to the rose, you won't find, as I mentioned, they cut the, what do you call the bottom of it? The stem. Right? Nobody cuts the stem and only keeps the rose. So in the same way, Hazrat says, that we just attach ourselves to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and how easily one is now, I want to love Allah. Allah says, no, I love you. Allah says, I will love you. Now when Allah will love you, then Hazrat says that when you love someone, when the love of someone comes into the heart, then you don't look at any defects. And everything is good. I love that person no matter what it is. No matter what the person may have, what defects it may have, no matter how she may be looking, he may be looking, then you say this is a mixed match. How they got married? You got nice Snow White and you got Good Night. Oh, subhanallah. What is he making? Sabar, what is he making? Shukar. Kilahuma fil Jannah. Both are going to Jannah. But what he saw in her, he saw in her. What she saw in him, she saw in him. Allah put the muhabbat. The same way Allah Ta'ala sees that you're following the sunnah. This is my beloved, no matter what faults he has. How Allah Ta'ala will clean the faults out also, Allah Ta'ala will show. That just now you're following the sunnah, Hazrat says also, you can't get over your gunas and sins and you're trying. Hazrat says, just make your day and night wazifa durood sharif. Just make it durood sharif. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah, Hazrat mentions, thousands and thousands of murids, he gave them only durood sharif. Complete islah was made only at durood sharif. Just read durood the whole day, you become the beloved of Allah. You become the beloved of Allah, Allah will clean you out. Like how that child is the beloved of the mother. No matter how dirty or filthy the child may be, long day the child was playing, the mother still seek the child, clip the nails, soak the child's feet, and then she will bath the child with the best shampoos and the best shower gels, and then the powder thereafter, and rub the child, subhanAllah. How much love? Allah says, I am al-wadood. I am the most loving. I love you more than your own mother also. How Allah will clean the inside. All we have to do is give Allah Ta'ala the opportunity to present ourselves. All is now I fall into sin, and now I'm sitting now. Oh, how I slipped again. How I slipped. What am I going to do? What are you going to do? Make tawbah. Move on now. Person can't carry on saying, now I slipped again. I thought I won't slip. I won't get back into guna and sin. You know the Nabi of Allah. You are going to slip. You are going to make guna. Yes, we try our best. We ask Allah to protect us, to save us from all gunas and sins. But then it's going to happen. We are going to slip up. So Allah Ta'ala has given the ointment, the antidote. Allah Ta'ala has given the medication. Make tawbah. Make tawbah and move on. So there are two lines to Allah Ta'ala, two cues, two tellers to the love of Allah, that Allah will love me. The doors of wilayat, the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, one is the line, is in the muttaqeen, the pious ones. Those that have taqwa, the awliya. So Hazrat says, that line is too long. All will become awliya, will become the wali of Allah. So that line we don't foot. And you have the other line, the boat should be near the cry babies. The cry babies. And that line is very short. What they're crying about? Allah, we're crying over our sins. Zaki himself will say, Rahimahullah, crying and crying over gunas and sins makes a person the beloved of Allah. Then he will quote Alama Lusi Rahmatullah Ali, that the tasbihat and the worship of the pious ones, rather the aninul mudhnibin, the crying of the sinners. You give the example. You say, one, you have a very loose woman doing the most evil of actions. Doesn't want to do it. Halat, conditions, doesn't justify it. But now she got involved in those type of activities in the darkness of the night. And next to her is a wali of Allah staying, a very pious person. She's coming home 2 o'clock in the morning, after a whole night out. As she is coming, this wali of Allah is getting up for tahajjud. He's waking up for tahajjud and he's enjoying his Qur'an tilawat. And this, so to say, immoral woman is returning home. She takes her ghusl and she gets into the musalla and she raises her hands. Hazrat would say, la'alinul mudhnibin, this deep cry and sobbing of the sinners in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is more beloved to Allah than the ibadat of the walis of Allah. Because he's making ibadat, thinking to himself also, alhamdulillah, I woke up for tahajjud. I am pious, Allah loves me, so Allah got me up. So alhamdulillah, I am there. She is crying with complete humility and she's broken. Allah, I'm coming guna and sin. Say her crying, his tahajjud could bring pride in him. Hazrat explained to us even last week also. He says, how many a person actually looks at a sinner and thinks him to be a wali of Allah? He says, nobody. He's a gunnegar, son, he's on drugs, he's on the street, he's like this, he went to the rehab and he's back on the street again. His life is like that. I'm okay. We might not say it, but we feel it. He says, we should feel it worse than him also. Because what he's feeling in his heart, and he say also, people say, hey, Maulana, me, I'm a shaitan, I'm finished already. Which one of us will say I'm a shaitan? We won't say that. But he'll say, I'm a shaitan, I'm finished already, my life is over. I'm going to Jahannam, make dua, Allah Ta'ala give me hidayat, Allah have mercy upon me. We won't even ask anybody for dua like that also. The way he comes, that humility also, right, that he has that level of humbleness, we won't even ask anybody like that. We'll ask dua ki darkhast. The way we say it also, request for du'as. Tawajjuh for me. Hazrat, make tawajjuh on me. Like already on that level, Hazrat will make tawajjuh on you. And by tomorrow morning, you'll be flying, mashallah. As Mu'ana says, the flies are also flying, but they're not walis of Allah. But how he'll come? He says, he's a real wali. He knows he's a gunagar. I don't realize I'm a sinner. He realizes I'm a sinner. So who's more virtuous in the eyes of Allah? So therefore, a person can't feel now, alhamdulillah, I'm this level or that level, I got everything right in my life. How we by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala knows best. That's why it's an effort right till mot. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wadood, the most loving. Waddun refers to love and friendship. As comes in Quran, سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Those that have iman. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Presently, Hazrat is speaking about iman. Right now, the ummah doesn't realize what is iman anymore, what is attached to iman, what it is to preserve iman, what will affect iman, what is detrimental to iman. There's nothing anymore. We just say, I got iman. The reality is, whatever amal the ummah is doing, myself also, whatever amal we are doing apparently, apparent amal, is based upon our Islam, our outer outlook and appearance in life. Because I look like a pious person, therefore I'm doing this amal. But inside which is iman, how many qualities of iman are found right now within the heart? That is the question. Right now, how the heart interprets, comprehends, gives the message to the brain. As I say, most of us are worried about rozi. What are we going to do? After that, health. After that, family. He says now, if you look at the lives of Sahaba and present day, the Western world, who we think like? Not like Sahaba. قَالَتْ لَعَرَابُ آمَنَّا The Bedouins came, they said, we believe. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا Say to them, they haven't brought iman as yet. He hasn't come yet. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Rather you say, أَسْلَمْنَا, we become Muslim. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Iman hasn't entered the heart as yet. Iman has entered the heart. Iman entered the heart, then the Quran and Hadith is there. The majalis should be one majlis enough for my islah. Hafiz Patel Sahib Rahimullah said, the Amir of UK, he says, do one gasht for 5 minutes with a proper fikr, zikr, preparation before that. Preparation for gasht already start from tahajjud time. Ya Allah, today we're going to walk the walk of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. You're walking with the power and the nur of 120 plus minus 1,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. With that taqad, that strength, that power, we're going to walk today in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, we're not mustahiq, we don't deserve this. Already starts to cry from tahajjud. And then they say the entire day, zikr, fikr, sadqa, ghadde basar, controlling the eyes, today is gush, today is gush. It will be an effort for the hidayat of mankind. Hadith says, make niyat for jinnat also. Nabi Ali salatu wa salam was sent for jinnat also. It's a great amal. So such a powerful amal. So coming back, babies. To cry? What is the point before this? Just to buy my accuse, we finished the accuse. The name of Muttaqeen, the crybabies. Hafiz Patel Sahib Rahimullah mentioned that before that. Another point. Just slip of mind now. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. One majlis is enough for the Islam based upon Iman, the sifat, Jazakallah khair. The sifat of Iman. So what is Islam? The amal we are doing right now is based upon our Islam. And many a Hafiz boy also, unfortunately we find, is doing hifz only for the sake of hifz. But there's no qualities of Iman. There's no qualities of Iman within the heart. His Hafiz now finished, it's over. Is nothing more than that. I know my Qur'an, and now he's getting more solid the Qur'an, alhamdulillah. But that ishq and love, to live by Qur'an Sharif is not there. Then who's the hafiz of Qur'an? That whatever is halal, he regards as halal. What's haram, he regards as haram. But today we find it's not like that. The ringleader, the group leader is the hafiz of Qur'an. Come to school also, who's the biggest mischief maker is the hafiz of Qur'an. As we mentioned before also, why the hafiz of Qur'an? Where there's a man, where there's something valuable, that is where you find the chore and the thief. Hafiz of Quran, Quran in his heart. Who's going to be there? The biggest thief. Shaitan. Nafs. So the hifz also of Quran, the parents wanted to become a Hafiz of Quran. They committed also based upon this Islam. His Hafiz now, send him back to school. Inna lillah. What kitab has got in his heart? Well, quickly finish your hifz, back to school. Who's thinking? Sahaba radiallahu anhum or borrowed from the West? So the imani thinking hasn't come in the heart as yet. Therefore the sifat of Allah we can't comprehend, we can't even think. Therefore we make guna, we feel now we are finished. Because we don't understand Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This iman has to come in the heart. Right now the iman and the sifat of iman has become so weak that myself and most of us don't even realize that we have major sins in our life. Nobody's making tawbah. And we see in a day, how many of us really make tawbah? We just say, Ya Allah, the sins of the day and the night, the sins of the past and the future and the present, Ya Allah, forgive. You don't recollect anything. Like I got no guna in my life. Everything is jais. Everything is halal. Everything is permissible. I'm not doing anything wrong really. Just a little bit here and there. Nothing serious. Nothing serious. Whether it's a vaping, whether it's a cannabis, whether it's this, whether it's that, whether it's a photography, videoing, the YouTube, the Instagram. Everybody's doing it. Nothing serious. So nobody's making guna anymore. Whether we're doing it in the masjid also, nothing serious. Whether we're doing it in classes in madrasa also, nothing. Nobody's making tawbah anymore. Now understand the consequences, where they brought us to this level. Whether we are taking our families and flaunting them openly in public also. Even for the masturat to understand, for us when to leave the house, how to leave the house, where we got the concept of leaving the house in the first place. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, or current day West. Then we come with the word mubah, but it's permissible, wala. Permissible. It's permissible. Yes, permissible. There are conditions, there are restrictions, how to do it. But the whole concept, where did you get it from? Where is the thinking right now? Is the thinking Medina Munawwara? Or the thinking now in the West or the Far East? So where are we taking the concepts from and we're just making it mubah, permissible, it's okay, it's fine, and from there we just built upon it. Everything became permissible, nothing serious, nothing is major. Nothing is major, so nobody is making even tawbah anymore. When the Ummah is still making tawbah, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah tell us from us. O Nabi of Allah, as long as you are among them, Allah will not punish the Ummah altogether. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam has made parda and left the world. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah's promise, I will not punish the Ummah altogether as long as they make istighfar. Where they brought us now? No istighfar also. Just making a little bit, really, ask myself today, really I made istighfar or tawbah for some guna in my life. Oh, nothing serious in my life. I'm okay. I'm going to Jannah, everything is above Lord, everything is fine. My wife also, children also. But as Hazrat mentioned, these things, my sustenance, my health, my family, my car, my home, my qabr. Once you mentioned to Hazrat something, Hazrat, can we just fix up the certain thing? He said, well, Yusuf, fix my qabr up first. Before you can fix that up. Who's going to fix my qabr for me? The reality they're living in. For me, it's a far reality. Qabr is a far reality. And even if you're preparing for qabr based upon Islam, that we'll just do a little charity here, charity there. I'm a bit cushioned, I'm safe. But really whether I have that iman within me to really understand what is complete shari'at and deen, whether my wife understands, my children understand that Allah is the provider, Allah is the sustainer. We're not living just to make a rosy and for our health and for the family and for a vehicle. We might not say it, but at one time it was called the American dream. And now you found, and we find also, those dreams now have taken them to psychiatrists. They got everything. They got retirement policies and this policy, that policy. And but there's no happiness still. There's still parashani. There's still parashani. And we are following the same way. As I said, we have to wake up from the slumber. Really, what ummati is for is obedience of Allah, imani sifat, ita'at, sami'na wa ata'na. Ya Allah, we heard and we obey. Today, the slogan, unfortunately, is amongst ourselves, the families also, sami'na wa asina. And how they say it? You keep in your lane, I keep in my lane. I heard what you say, but I'm not ready to obey. I heard what you say, but I'm not prepared to listen. You carry on, do what you want, I'll do what I want. You do what you want, and the children say the same thing. You all carry on, we carry on this way. Sami'na, we heard it, we know it, but wa asina, we disobey. We don't want to do it. How you want it, how it should be done. Who will follow? Will follow those now who have all the likes, all the subscribes, have the followers, that's the person. Unfortunately, the time has come. That's our topic, but nowadays, we follow the ulama of Dioband. What Allah Ta'ala have blessed them with, we can't even imagine. What they brought for us right now, those that travel the world, they will tell you. That when they come to South Africa, and then they travel out, they say that, we cannot understand in a country like this, we are minority, but then to Allah Ta'ala has kept deen alive. We haven't kept it. Allah has kept the deen alive, and they say the one core reason, fundamental reason is the maktab system. What our ulama have brought and taught us in the maktab. And that right now, we have come to such a level where iman has become so weak in the qualities of iman, that even those that learn in the maktab want to rethink shariat and deen. And Hazrat says now they want a watered down deen. Watered down. Take it easy. Now they have terms. Orthodox, fundamentalists. Like, you belong in that era. You don't belong in this age. So now they coined a new word also. From Diobandis to Neobandis. We are the new Diobandis. We are rethinking Sharia. Hazrat says they are different faces of deen now. They want to give a facelift. We have a Turkish model, Salafi model, this model, Emirati model, all the different models of deen. It's not deen. All on a facelift, we just want to tweak it and change it. But there's no tweaking. You cannot change a deen. The deen is perfect. Everything is perfect about our deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Allah says that I already have perfected your deen. Completed my ni'mat upon you. It's watertight. As I say, watertight. You can't make it watered down. Is watertight already. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, Khatamun Nabiyeen, the seal of all Anbiya Ali Salatu. That is the deen. But now, you'll find them using terms like they are ulama that have come from Dioban and straight faces, and they got now, one person has written an article, Chris Kurta, full of curry marks on it, and this shovel hair and beard, and now they're going to lead the ummah. Say, what are they going to do? See, you're going to YouTube, you're going to TikTok and Instagram. You have to update yourself and be with the times. And be with the times. The time will come, my dear brothers, in the qabr, what are you going to do then? But they want to, what they say, facelift for the sharia and deen. Go on to that level, my dear brothers, is there any tawbah to make then? Everything is halal now. Everything is jais. My wife is looking at men there. I'm looking at women over here. So everything becomes halal and permissible. Then we can go here. Then we can do this. No more gunas left. Everything is permissible. Everything is jais. No tawbah. No istighfar. How Allah is going to show you, I am al-wadud. I want to show you my love. I don't want to show Allah my love. I want to do what I think now. Certain people have shown us this is a new type of deen. Deen is not, you will be till the day of Qiyamah, the same deen of Allah. And how will you interpret different ayat of Quran also to make it so to say with the times. Others say we don't have to be with the times. The time of Nabi alayhi salatu was already advanced time till Qiyamah. This is going to come ahead. One anecdote where there was a musha'ara, competition of poetry. So many poets got together. So you have different skills in poetry, where either you rhyme the first words, or you rhyme the last words, or the last letters, the first letters. So they had a competition. So you say one bait, you say one stanza of the poem, and I come and I try and rhyme something with it, in poetry form. And each one had their own diwan, their own, what do you call it, odes, their own poetry they had. So there was one clever, he came forward. And he gave such poetry, it's completely disconnected. Nothing connected at all, doesn't make sense also. So they asked him, what kind of poetry is this? He said, this is poetry ahead of your time. Poetry ahead of your time. This, I brought it, it's advanced poetry, I brought it now. That's what they want to do. Something advanced, they said, no. This, Nabi Ali was already advanced. Till Qiyamah. And now so many things they're finding in Quran Sharif, which is just few examples we mentioned before also. Whether it says the doctors, the scientists, physicians, what they're finding in Quran Sharif is baffling them. They can't even understand it. Always in Quran Sharif, we can't even fathom that that one person born in the desert had to leave his hometown and grew up as a yatim, would explain to us such things of science and medicine in Quran Sharif differently. This is not man-made, from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How can we change it? As I give one example, that there was a doctor, Egyptian doctor in America, that was practicing. And in the maternity ward, one woman gave birth to a male, one gave birth to a female. Somehow the nurses mixed up the babies. So one woman says, but the male is mine. Allah says, no, the male is mine. The female is yours. Now they're debating. Now the nurses really, all in the frenzy. The woman also, they were not in the, they weren't conscious also, really, who had which baby. So it became a big debate. Now the whole case came. This doctor could be implicated. Why you weren't careful about it? But in the meantime, all this time he was there practicing in the hospital, he was a pious doctor, Egyptian. And they kept on telling the doctors that all the answers to all our problems in the West, in the East, in the West, wherever it may be, is all in Quran Sharif. So now they taunted him. Now give us the answer. Whose baby is whose? Now, that's why Hazrat says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. The Quran is something to make tadabbur, to ponder over it. And Quran is such a thing, the more you read, and the more you read, Allah Ta'ala opens up different things. And it's so deep, there's no shore to it. Such an ocean, there's no bed to it, there's no shore to it. Allah, it's Kalamullah. So he didn't have an answer then. So when he went back to Egypt, he met the ulama ikram, he put the whole case to them, male, female. Now, which one belongs to who? Well, the system of Allah, as you mentioned, you carry on reading Quran, and you apply your mind. But there's one ayat, that you want something from that ayat, Allah will open the heart to it. Allah will open their heart to it. So they told him, this ayat which most of the Hufaz enjoy, يُسِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ لِلذَّكَرِي مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. So they told him, repeat this ayat. Make it a wazifa. For the male is similar to double the share of a female. Miras, inheritance, that the male gets double of the female. The male gets double of the female. So they told him, just carry on repeating this. Allah will open your heart on something. That's your field there. The whole discussion Hazrat mentions also that how these sciences came about. Whether medicine, whether pharmaceutical, whether algebra, geometry, all came from Spain. But all those people that came with it, they actually learned all this under the umbrella of Hadith and Quran. They were sitting in the madrasa, then the asatiz found that this person has a flair for astronomy. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومُ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا. Allah has made the stars, you take guidance from it. So they push him in that direction. That person had a flair now for medicine. So he learned the Quran Sharif already about the formation of a child in the mother's womb and different things in Quran Sharif, push him in that direction. So the foundation of Quran and Hadith, then they branched off. So in the same way over here, so he called a new reading ayat. Therefore the male will be double the share of a female. Then by the time he returned to the West, Allah Ta'ala opened his heart. Allah Ta'ala opened his heart. Now what's the answer for this? So he got the doctors together and then he requested the mothers each that express some breast milk. So they expressed it. So they took it to the lab. So for example, 250 mls and 250 mls. Expressed it and they took it to the lab, put it under the microscope and he said, Subhanallah, las qudrat. The measurement was the same. But in one of those women, in her expressed milk, the nutrients and the benefits was double of the other one. So he says, Allah Ta'ala makes intizam, for a male always be double the share of a female, therefore the male belongs to her. The male belongs to her. If you give this male child now to that female, he'll never get full. He'll never be satiated. The milk will be too weak for him. He has to drink from this mother. Where the answer was? Quran Sharif. But how our mind works, when we got problems, what the West has given us. So we are living our lives on Islam. Now this is Iman. I got a problem, I turn to Quran and Hadith first. Go to ulama ikram. Sit down. Tadafakkaru, itafakkarun. Quran says, apply your mind, apply your mind, apply your mind. And Hazrat says, ya dunya ke andar teri aqal kaha karke gaye. That when he comes to dunya, where your mind worked? Where your, at what speed it worked? And when he came to Sharia and Deen, mar gaye. Brain died now. Brain dead. Can't think anything now. Hazrat can't wake up for Fajr namaz. Can't do this. But jumming I can go. Then shooting, fishing I can go. Then walk on the beach I can go. But Fajr namaz I can't make it. Then making last zakat, making it for salam. And that too I'm feeling happy about it. I made it for salam at least. But everything else. Then when I set all the alarms, then I didn't hear anything. So I tell him, set the shop alarm then. Set the shop alarm and see how you wake up then. Tell security company to call you every day at 5:30. I say the shop alarm is on. They say how Banda will wake up after that. Subhanallah, he'll be up and he'll be gone for namaz. Shop alarm he'll hear. But when it comes to Fajr alarm, that he doesn't hear. So he shows now, we're living on Islam, not Iman. Iman was there, I won't need the alarm also. I won't need the alarm also because I have to wake up this time. It's time to work. It's time to get to the masjid. Time to put my head down to Allah Tabarak. There's no question. So therefore the ummah have to bring it back to what is Iman, the reality of Iman. Then we say Allah Ta'ala sifat. When you say Allah forgive me, then you say Allah is ghafur, Allah will forgive. Allah is wadud. I made tawbah and Allah gave me so much in return. I don't have to ask. Allah says, you just make tawbah, I'll show I'm ghafur, I am wadud, I am ghafurur rahim also. I have rahmat upon you. Bishara, my banda, you stripped up. Now I show you my rahmat also. Now, the fourth tafsir of rahmat, the Tamil rahmat says, the first tafsir of rahmat of qita'ah. Allah will say, now you made tawbah, you came towards me, now my rahmat. What is rahmat? Tawfiq al-ta'ah. I'll give you divine ability to obey me even though you want to run away. How Allah will do it, Hazrat says, we don't understand sometimes. Now you made tawbah. You made tawbah and you fell asleep. For that time is up. And before you know it, that next door neighbor's dog is barking and barking. He said, what's wrong with this dog? What's the time? Still 1 hour left for Fajr namaz. says, no, the dog is barking. Allah is waiting for you. Hey, Banda, come now. This is my rahmat. I got so much more to give you. Why you don't come and take? Well, the baby cries every morning that time. Baby woke up this time. Say, what's wrong with you? Nothing wrong with the baby. Allah's alarm system. Allah's alarm system to wake you because I love you, my Banda. I love you, my Banda. I'm waking you up. Allah won't come himself. Allah will make asbab around you. Then you think, why every night? Sometimes the alarm is faulty also. Going on only that time of the night. What's wrong with the alarm system? So all this thing Allah Ta'ala will make because he came in the rahmat of Allah. Allah will give divine ability to obey him. How it will happen? Sometimes you're going wrong direction. If you're going wrong direction, then Jamaat can pick you up. But Jamaat is here. Where I was planning to go, already had my tech is on, had my racket in the car, I was going to play a game, Jamaat came. But you're a Purana Sati, come join us now. You're an old worker, former worker, your name came in the Mashwara. If your name came in the Mashwara, you must know you're in problem. You're supposed to be in the Mashwara. Now if your name came there, it means you're gone cold now, we came to meet you, come. Let's go. How Allah Ta'ala will pull you. One of our brothers gave his car a guzari. Say, I joined the Jamaat. And then, that time, the time by Padiya Rahmatullah Ali. Then he says, then the certain movements, the modernist movement started taking place. So he joined the modernist movement that time. Stopped going to the masjid, reading namaz at home. Then topi came out also. Topi, he said, not sunnat. Alright, topi is not sunnat. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was so particular that leave now for Salah, before entering the toilet he would make sure his head was covered. We can imagine out of the toilet. None of them will find in any kitab they were bareheaded. None of Sahaba Ikram. But you see our guiding stars. Our guiding stars are Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That's why we say that the Iman hasn't come still. Just Islam. And how much we can shed off of Iman, we're shedding it off. Just the basic Islam, and I'm happy and I'm contented. No tawbah istighfar. Not making tawbah, not making istighfar. Bandas are going to Roza Mubarak also after Umrah. They're making salat and salam with no topi. Why? The topi is sticking to my head. So I can't wear topi right now. So you're standing there making salat and salam without topi on your head. Inna lillah. How can that be? So this Banda of Allah, he says that I joined the Jamaat and slowly I got in the wrong company. Different educators sitting with them and different friends, etc., became modernist. Roshan Khyal, bright spark. The topi came out, pants were below the ankles. He said, my wife would shout at me, what has happened to you? You're not the man I married. What happened to you? But he said, I was adamant that all these Maulvis, what they know? They're all old masail, all heavy masail. They must update all their maslas, they're still teaching about the well. Right? Maybe 20 years ago, modernists would mock the ulama. What are you teaching in madrasa, beshis ever? It's all outdated kitab. They're teaching about now when the rat fell in the well and how many buckets of water you must take out. Right? And all is old and you must use clods of clay to cleanse yourself. All these masail, where you are living, Morana? This is the 21st century. Now they're coming back, they go jojo tank at home. Now they go pools at home. Now the rat fell in there. Now what must do now? Now open beshis ever. Heavenly ornaments. What's it called? Heavenly ornaments. Now they're checking the thing now. What must do? All is Messiah, now we're coming back. Then you understand the depth of the knowledge of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He gave you the basic masla, you build upon it. You build upon it. How deep it is, how many square meters it must be, the tank, the entire calculation, etc. All that in kitabs. What they say, outdated syllabus now. Do away with it. Now even the first world countries, my dear brothers, first world countries, where they thought now, all is masail. Now they got load shedding. Water shedding also. Now they got buckets everywhere. Keeping the buckets in the bathroom, keeping bucket there, bottle of water there. Sometimes some lizard gets in there, cockroach gets in there, ants get in there, bee gets in there. Now they're checking the masla now. Now they're checking the masla, the rat fell in there. How many buckets must take out? And now our area, brothers, you see enough rats over here when you're driving on the road. Plenty, they're living here also. Now, how many buckets of water to take out? One Maulana didn't know the masla properly also. So, Beshi Zawar, he forgot the masail. So, somebody asked him, Maulana, the rat fell in the well, how many buckets of water? He said, what color was the rat? We check the color, they want to see the color, he would open the kitab quietly. This is based upon the color of the rat. It's how big that well is, how big the jojo tank is. So, coming back to this brother, so, topi came out, pants went below the ankles, why can't carry on taunting? What happened to you? What happened to you? How come you just change all of a sudden? But she was making dua for him also. And he says one afternoon, it was a Saturday or a Sunday, and you see two, three cars pulling up into the driveway, staying out of the town somewhere. So he sees through the curtains, the Jama'at Sati Zaya. Mashwara send them. And when the doors open, he sees Bhai Padi Asab coming out, Rahmatullah Ali. And the whole Shura. So, oh, Subhanallah. Now the squad is here. As he came in, Assalamu Alaikum, Marhaba, Ahlan. Kissing him, hugging him. But he had love for Deen. He had love for Hadi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. Whatever he had of Deen was much the barakat of tabligh and da'wah going out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Hadi Sahab had that character also when he walked in. His wife was, she was beaming. The Jamaat came finally. They caught you. She was beaming. As Hadi Sahab came in, he knew the person from before. Said, Ben, we'll have samosas and we have, make everything. We're having tea also. She was too happy. Jamaat is here. Fed the Jamaat, all of them. Alhamdulillah. Allah is waiting for the crunch now, tashkil. Tashkil will take place. There's a jor taking place in a nearby area. There's a jor taking place. Almost asar time. So Haji Sahib told the brothers, you all carry on, I'll come with him. He says, this is now. This is the tartib they use. Alhamdulillah. So he sent them away. Then he told him, he said, bhai, I just need to make istinja and make wuzu. He said, I had only one loop pan I built in the garage downstairs. I ran downstairs, opened it, cleaned it, I took Haji Sahib downstairs. Relieved himself. Then he wanted to make wudu. So I had wudu khana built. He said, Haji Sahib, I got wudu khana upstairs. So he took him to the wudu khana. Before he sat down, he caught his head. He says, you building the wudu khana is a sign of your love for Deen. That's why you built it. It's in your heart. So he melted me already. Made wudu. He said, then we went. He said, how my heart turned over. The rahmat of Allah. Then after that also even a little bit off. Then he moved to a one of the areas over here. And then to every Jamaat will come and knock his door. Why come join us? Why come join us? Then finally, he said, I couldn't resist anymore and I joined them. He said, Alhamdulillah, he's with them. So when Allah wants you, the rahmat of Allah will come to tawfiq ta'ah. Allah will give tawfiq of ta'at even though you don't want to do it. So Allah is ghafoor, Allah is wadood. So what refers to love and friendship? These three definitions have been given regarding al-wadood. Inshallah, we'll do it next week in share regards to the beautiful sifat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So just a few points we want to share with the brothers also, just for us to understand. What we're speaking about, what effort the West and other cultures have made in the Muslims. They don't even realize what is Iman yet. What are the qualities of Iman? What their agendas are? And we don't want to believe it. We're all in denial. We're all in denial. Really, this is can fit in Deen. These certain things that we are doing right now, they can fit in. It's nothing serious. Taking their family out, going to a certain road, sitting there and having a meal with the family, going in certain functions, occasions, whatever it may be, is nothing serious. Nothing serious. We just sent out today also that one riwayat of Abu Dharr Ghifari, radiallahu anhu, when he heard the music at that wedding, that walima, how he turned it on same time. Can't enter into here. There's music taking place. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. What do you say? No, it's fine, not serious. Just some sound effects. Some, what they call some effects of the mouth, they call it now. But it's giving you a beat a little bit. Is that increasing the love of Allah? Increasing the love of the singer. Now who's the singer now? And what will happen? You go back home, check YouTube. One more of his hits. And Hazrat says, you're going to get hit in the qabr also. When you get hit there, no way you're going to run. No backstop, no bodyguard, no security. Your only security is your Quran Sharif and your namaz. There will be only your security, your Quran Sharif and your Salah. So recently this document came out also. There's too much to read over here, but just to highlight a few things. Now this is the article that came out. The agenda, the plan. We can understand where it originated from. Not from the East, but other side of the East. Where the sun sets. Madina Munawwara, the sun doesn't set, Alhamdulillah. So just want to We will read through. Just understand now what the plot is. Right now, my dear brothers, in certain countries, the amount of abuse is taking place when it comes to the hijab and niqab of the women right now. Many countries, Islamophobia. Alright, they have the Islamophobics, where they're pulling the pardas out, and they don't want them in these countries, etc. Go back to your country. Many things are happening right now. And these now type of documents are coming out, and see how they explain also. See, the problem of Islamic radicalism, its manifestations, its underlying causes, and its prosperity to meld with other social and political conflicts makes this an extremely complex issue. So they're saying it's an issue to us as the West now. The Islam, the Orthodox, or the normal Islam. There's no Orthodox Islam. As I say, there's no heavy Islam, there's no difficult and heavy Masai. It's one Masla, it's one Islam. This has become a complex issue. There's no one correct approach or response. And it certainly is not one fix. Instead, what is called for is a mixed approach that rests on firm and decisive commitment. Mixed approach. What they want to do? Mix our deen. They want to mix our deen. As Quran says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُمْ وَظُلْمِ. There's no mixture. You don't mix it with kufr and shirk and gunas and sins. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. Those that don't have this mixed up deen, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. For them will be security and peace. Everything will be insecure outside, but in his heart he's secure. In his heart he's secure, he's at itminan, absolute itminan. And you want proof, my dear brothers, when a person is making effort for it only, what aman, what peace, security Allah will give. That you'll be sleeping in the masjid for 10 days, in some downtown area, with the doors all open. And having a nice snooze, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala put security outside. But inside, no security. One person is comfortable. Person goes in jamaat also. Sometimes the door is open the whole night also. No fear. How did that happen? No fear whatsoever. Allah says, you see, there's no mixture right now. Just for that moment, there's no mixture with your iman. You're sitting in ta'alim, you're going for girls, sitting here, take off, going for majlis. Aman, no problem. Boys in madaris also. Sometimes the gates are wide open also. And sitting, teaching, carrying on. And so much of sukoon also, mashallah, that they fall asleep in class also. So much of sakina comes down. So much of sakina comes down. Mashallah, the tiffin is full up, the food is available, everything is so comfortable. وَلَاِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. Allah says with them security, comfort, they'll enjoy their life. Iman is not mixed up. And وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they'll be rightly guided. They'll be rightly guided. Allah will guide them Himself. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَىٰ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, obey Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah will guide you directly. Allah will show you the right way. So they say, this is what they want. They want to fix Islam up. See, there's no one fix for it. So they want to fix Islam up. That Islam now is broken, doesn't fit with the times. So we've got to fix it up and have certain people now that will sing this tune everywhere. They won't make zikr, they sing the tune. That's why we are taught to make zikr of Allah. They will sing the same tune, that we need to now water down deen, we need to live with the times, we need to live with the people. And what they call it, the third space. They call it the third space. That you have the males, you have the females, and you have a space where all mix together. Whether Abrahamic accord, whether mixture of deen, but they, as a Hindu chale, everything goes, everything jais, halal, no problem. And how to get into the third space, take one selfie. And you're part of the clique already. That's how it is. Or like my channel or subscribe to it and you're part of the third space. There's no third space. Fariqun fil jannah or fariqun fil sa'ir. Allah says one jamaat is going to jannat, one going to jahannam. There's no third jamaat. We don't know be ala al-araf. We don't know be on the in between, on the edge. Nobody is live on the edge. We want to be clear, absolutely clear. That's what Hazrat says also when they were in Hajj, Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Then there were two incidents. Once Haji Sahib, Mufti Sahib asked him, is my moustache, Haji just could start the time, is it correct, Hazrat? It's alright, not a problem. And my pants also? He said, the pants is okay. He says, no, Manana. From five must be clear. From five must be clear that the ankles are open. Not on the borderline. He said, there's such Sharia deen living. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. Yeah, the limits of Allah, don't come near. Now the kurta just ends over there. He says, is that clear? Clear must be now from distance they can see that the pants is clear and the kurta is clear above the ankles. The mustache also is clear. Not living on the edge. Person will fall on the wrong side. Live with a clear. Layluha ka nahariha. Nabi Ali salatu left his deen that the night is as clear as the day. Absolute clear. We're not living on the edge. This living on the edge also, that is a sharia concept. Where you live on the, some thrill in it. There's no thrill. Thrill is in deen, in Quran, in hadith, in obedience to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the type of deen they want to give us. There's many, many. It's a long document. There's no time to go through it. But I'll do very quickly just to understand that whatever is happening right now, that and even this document is titled Civil Democratic Islam. Civil Democratic Islam. Do not make Islam democratic and civil. Inna lillahi. This is the facelift they want. This is the facelift they want. And Hazrat says to you, if you give Sharia a facelift, what facelift means? It doesn't fit over here. Oh, it's too orthodox. So Hazrat says to you, if you bought a, somebody bought you a shoe, one size small, and your foot is going inside, so do you look at your toes? No way. Go buy the right size shoes. What they want to do? No, just cut this out. Qisas, hudud, cutting hands, cut it out. Barbaric. Qisas, taking the life of a murderer, barbaric. Just cut. No. You must fit into Shariat. Or the person allows us to exclude this, exclude that. Or we are in deen. We wear in niqab, hijab. We wear in kurta topi. But we can go there a little bit also. Not serious. We can go there. And the common excuse also, but we are looking at the woman. And the men are looking at us, so it's okay. Just serious. Can't go there, there's no go zone. But we don't feel the heat of the guna and the sin. That's why Hazrat says, at least say we are weak. Don't make it right. Say we are weak, we like to go there, Allah give us hidayat. We make the effort of hidayat. So that's the example Hazrat gives. Newlywed boy, wife came into the house, staying in the big house. Now the pants that he bought was too long. So he went to his mother. He says, mother, the pants are too long. Alter the pants for me. Are beta, you just got married now. Tell your wife to do it. All the time I was doing it for you. So he said, okay. Left it. Went to his sister, Ben. Sort my pants out, please. These things are too long for me. So you just got married now. Tell your wife to do it. So I leave it. Went to ask his wife. She said, now I just came now. You're telling me to alter your pants also. Give me a chance. Anyway, he got heart broke, he went and hung his pants behind the door and he stepped away. What I thought about, she felt so bad. Hey, better ask me, I refused him. So she went, she took the pants and she cut it. Put it back there. Sister thought, now, hey, brother asked me, I had to turn him down. Let me go sort his pants. So she went, she also cut it. The wife got up also, he asked me first time, beloved. By the time he wore the pants was one, on short pants it was. That's what we're doing to our deen. Our deen is doing the same thing, cutting it, cutting it, cutting it. And what do we say? No, no, we're still in deen. Alhamdulillah. We're still in deen, we still have it. But no fear of whether we are or not. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had this fear all the time. Ya Allah, whether the nifaq, hypocrisy is there, whether we have iman. The fear was there. The Sahaba says to Amal, how many of us have this fear? Really, is my iman there? I must my namaz, I don't. The distinguishing factor between a believer, mu'min, and a kafir is salah. Salah is a distinguishing. He doesn't put his head down, and he puts his head down. He didn't put his head down today, the mu'min. So, he's ethnical kafir today. But no tawbah, nothing serious. I'll catch it up, I'll do it. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So here they say, Islam democratic and civil, you know, make it civil. So we'll just read to the contents very quickly, what they discuss in this books, just for us to understand. I can't even read the writing, so small also. Jeez, what they say. See what they discuss. Mapping the issues, an introduction to the range of thought in contemporary Islam. What's the thought? The range of thought. The setting, shared problems, different answers. Then democracy and human rights, polygamy, criminal punishments, Islamic justice. Right now in Afghanistan also, in four different areas, they convicted murderers. So an American, one of those organizations, now the big UN cry, because these people are convicted as murderers, so they're going to be hung. It was a big cry from there. That how could you now implement such a thing? So Abu Talib Imam Mirza sent a message to them. Say, you don't interfere with our Sharia. You don't interfere with our Sharia. These people are murderers. They don't deserve to live. So respect our Sharia because we don't interfere with you. Told them openly, don't interfere with us. We will implement and execute Sharia in our country. This is our law, Sharia law. This is what they are afraid of. Because they will implement this and you will see the safety in the country. Where the believer is free to walk the streets and go to the masjid. Here we're not free, we're afraid. So this is it now, they're discussing this. Minorities, women's dress. These are all topics, women's dress. Husbands allowed to beat wives. Why they bring Quranic ayat? That you can beat your wife. We say you can discipline her. But they talk about beating up the wives. Then the chapter 2, finding partners for the promotion of democratic Islam. Finding partners. Where they want to find partners? So amongst the ulama also. That will preach democratic Islam. Watered down deen. Don't be so heavy. But this is the permissible. Then the option, they got the secularist, fundamentalist, traditionalist. Find the names, brothers, where they'll use these things. You've got a traditionalist, fundamentalist, then you got secularist. Distinguishing between traditionalist and fundamentalist. What's the difference between the two? You can be a person of nusus, qat'iyya, right? Irrefutable texts. You know Quran and Hadith. You can speak it also, but no sunnat. Right? Like Hazrat says, a student went overseas, one of the countries, studying in the jamia in the university. And the lecturer will come give a dars on tafsir of Quran Sharif. Tafsir. With suit and tie. And after the lecture is over, you got any questions, you can meet me in the hallway with a cigarette in the mouth. That is Quran now. Teaching Quran like this. It's through the times. This is a university. So we can teach Quran like this. We can teach tafsir like this. This is what they want us to do. Potentially useful democratic elements, the danger of domestic backlash, the potential for weakening credibility, These ulama are credible, weaken the people's trust in them. Take one on master, see the alim is too hard on that. You can't follow him in that. That one day is about easy. Follow him in that. Where this came from, it was never there before. 20 rakas tarawih was always there. Now all of after 1400 years, all of a sudden became 10, became 8. This, in the history of the masajids of the world, for more than 1400 years, documented, tarawih was 20 rakats. Now they found some ulama that say, no, there's 10, there's some riwayat over there, or there's 8. Alright, as we have some brothers, they read 8 rakats tarawih, they'll go and sleep, wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, and read 2 hours of qiyamul layl. 2 hours of nafil namaz will read. But one para, 20 rakats, can't read it. You can imagine where's the iman, where's the Islam. So the potential for weakening credibility and morality, the possibility of undermining reforms. Undermining, those ulama that will reform the people, undermine them. Say the orthodox, why are they speaking these things? See other ulama, they're quiet, they're not saying it. They're doing their work. You're only making a noise. You're talking about, you're making the fitnah. So they turn the whole thing about, the person doing the wrong is right, the person doing the right is wrong. Others say, this is how dunya has become our country also. If you drive on the right hand side, what they see you driving on the wrong side. I tell the police, but I'm driving on the right side. Say, no, it's the wrong side. So if I drive on the wrong side, left side, you say, yeah, it's the right side. So who's right, who's wrong now? They don't understand also. Then they got the modernist. Modernism has respected intellectuals and leaders. See what they say, modernists. Modernism has respected intellectuals and leaders. So how they put it forward, that this is the deen, how they explain it to you, what charisma and charm they have, the vocab, flowery language. My Masihul Khan Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Ali, that you have different types of listeners in a bayan. One person has nothing to do, intellectual, he says, let's go for the bayan, let's see how the presentation is, how is the grammar, how is the synonyms, antonyms. So he comes to that now, to critique the bayan. He says, for him, better he didn't come for the bayan. His iman is safer. Don't come now and criticize the bayan. Not every person is a speaker. Not every person now is a presenter. They say, better he didn't come. One person will come and got nothing to do. So let's go sit for the bayan. He'll get some faida, some benefit. One person came with talab and desire, he'll get more than he expected. So here, they say, And you find nowadays, most of the people, unfortunately, they want this type of modern deen. Is that about the talk? Is that about the accent? That foreign accent is catching. Got a way of speaking. I like how he speaks, the flowery language, that simple type. Doesn't know how to speak really. But there's noor in that. There's noor in that speech, where he's connected and where he's coming from. So I respected intellectuals and leaders. Weaknesses of the modernists, and they got a proposed strategy. They'll give you what to do and how to modernize deen. The hadith was. Right, already Salafi said, everything is zaif. Everything is weak. Everything fabricated. Everything is fabricated. And the one that they follow also, alright, a certain sheikh that they follow, he also so many times contradicted himself. There he said hadith is authentic. When he didn't suit him, then he said da'if or fabricated. So this also, where the ummah to lose trust in the ulama, he is quoting only hadith, not fabricated. And what they do, they check on the internet. Like one person recently also sent me one question. Alright, khair, we don't go to the question, leave it for now inshallah. Hijab is a case study. Hijab is a case study. But what do you want to study? You have to do it. But they want to study the hijab. And now they made a difference between hijab and niqab. Say, no, she's wearing hijab, but not niqab. So hijab is a case study. That's where they want to study it. Strategy in depth. Correspondence about the US Department of State's portrayal of Islam. Here's it finally. The whole thing is, yes, strategy is there, but then to the ummah, wisdom is not there, whether to understand really which way they're taking us. Therefore, we have to link up to our senior akabir that understand Quran and Hadith from the text. The highest form you get in Darul Ulums. There's ulama that are teaching it day and night, not tainted. They're living Quran, reading Quran, thinking Quran, teaching Quran Sharif. Hadith day and night. When they speak, their tabiyat becomes that. Our Shaykh al Hadith would say also that ulama say that those ulama that teach Hadith for a very long period of time. And every day is Qala Rasulullah, Qala Rasulullah, An Abi Hurairata, An Abi, and whole day they're teaching Hadith. They say after years, they said they get the Shani Sahabiyat. They get actually the Shan and the color of Sahaba coming in them. The color of Sahaba Ikram coming in them. Because the whole day is sitting in that majlis. Those are the people to follow. Compared to those now that are putting their makeup, lights on, and what they say? Start reeling now. Now the show is on. Now where he is, where is ulama? Who do we follow? Who do we trust with our deen? Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه. الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 جل جلاله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، يا رب العالمين وكريم رحيم. الله يلا give us توفيق to make complete توبه and استغفار. الله يلا give us the essence of استغفار and توبه. Oh my Allah, let's see our gunas and our sins. يلا let's feel the heat of the guna and sins within our hearts. Oh my Allah, يلا become so immune to all the fitna and all the filth around us. Oh كريم رحيم الله يلا give us true iman, the sifat of iman. يلا give us the iman like the iman of sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم. Give us nafrat and hatred for sins and your disobedience. Oh كريم رحيم الله. Give us enjoyment in obeying you. Oh كريم رحيم الله. يلا make it easy for us to obey you. Oh Allah, make it difficult for us. يلا save us completely from your disobedience. Oh كريم رحيم الله. يلا يلا give us sufi to make توبة استغفار, sincere توبة استغفار. Oh كريم رحيم الله. Let our hearts move, O my Allah. Yalla, our eyes have become dry, O my Allah. The hearts have become hard, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, because of the fitnas around us, the fitnas within our life, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, your disobedience, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. The hearts have become so hard, oh my Allah. We don't feel anything. Ya Allah, we look at the haram. Sometimes we speak haram, things that don't concern us, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, then too we feel nothing within our hearts, oh my Allah. How far have we gone from you, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, only you can pull us towards you, oh my Allah. With your power of jazb, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Pull every one of us, the entire Ummah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the senses, O my Allah. Give us the ihsas, O my Allah. The perception, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Right now we're in such a situation, Ya Allah, that we are displeasing you, O my Allah. Give us the hidayat, Ya Allah, the tawfiq, that love, that ishq for you and Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never to displease you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us the hidayat, give us tawfiq, the ability. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, O my Allah. Give our wives and children, Ya Allah. Our masturat, O my Allah. Our friends muta'alliqeen, our students, our musallis. The entire ummah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah upon your obedience, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, help the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the Ummah, clothe the Ummah, feed the Ummah. Ya Allah, give the, يلا شلدد أمتهم يلا أمتي فلسطين يلا نوز بانكين غزة وكريم رحيم الله يلا نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم said يلا the mu'mini are like one body أم يلا if one part of the body pains the entire body pains أم يلا يلا those are for يلا that's the example of the mu'minin أم يلا we don't even feel the pain يلا that's the level of our iman the eating and drinking still carrying on and the holidays and the walimas and the functions أم يلا يلا and all our activities and entertainment and our sports أم يلا as nothing is happening to the ummah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, what has happened to our iman and our hearts doesn't move anymore. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the hidayat, give us the pain for the ummah, give us the feeling for the ummah. Oh my Allah, make Ya Allah, give us the true iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where we can alter our lives, our time, spend in your path, Ya Allah, to cool your anger upon the ummah, Ya Allah, to make serious dua for the ummah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, teach us to be true believers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are such jahils, Ya Allah, we are unpar, we don't do anything. Oh my Allah, you teach us, you guide us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Guide us to your razabandi and your pleasure, to every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the love for every sunnah, knowledge of every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq. Ya Allah, to spread the sunnah in the entire humanity till the day of Qiyamah. Accept us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, spread the, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, spread the winds of hidayah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayah, O my Allah. O my Allah, for those, Ya Allah, those zalimeen and those oppressors for whom hidayah not written. Ya Allah, remove them, Ya Allah. Hold hand, Ya Allah, hold back their hands, Ya Allah. Break their hands, Ya Allah. Let the bombs fall upon their own heads, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, how much more the children will be crying, Ya Allah. The mothers will be paining. Ya Allah, the fathers are wondering, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, send your help, Ya Allah, to the people of Gaza, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the governments are sitting and just looking on, O my Allah, civilians, Ya Allah, pious people, Ya Allah, your friends and ulama and pious muhajibat, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, children have been beheaded, Ya Allah, their lives have been taken, O my Allah, only because they believe in you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, O my Allah, let it be a ceasefire, give them fatah, give them usrat, O my Allah, send Ya Allah, send your victory for them, O my Allah. Let your deen be established, O my Allah. After all this qurbani, after all the bloodshed, O my Allah, the pain, the agony, Ya Allah, the shuhada, Ya Allah, the burials, the qabrs, O my Allah, O my Allah. Let Ya Allah, let your deen prevail in the world. Let your deen prevail in the world. Give hidayat, O my Allah. Give hidayat, O my Allah. Accept the qurbani. Accept the qurbani of the behalf of the ummah, O my Allah. O my Allah, be kind, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take raham and pity. Ya Allah, let us Rahman and put you upon our own souls, O my Allah, that you don't break your command. Ya Allah, give us some feeling of humanity within our hearts, O my Allah. O my Allah, that pain that was in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the ummah, Ya Allah, night upon night, day upon day, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let their fikr become our fikr, their hammun wahid, their one concern, Ya Allah, for humanity, for our qabr, for our akhirat, for your pleasure. Ya Allah, you take care of our dunya, our needs, our necessities. Ya Allah, make our dunya for us, make our qabr, make our akhirat, make our life easy for us with afiyat, peace and safety. Blow the winds of hidayah, give the government's hidayah, give taqwa, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas-sami'u العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Just to remind the brothers, we sent out in the groups also what is happening in the ummah right now. This is the worst that we have seen in our lifetime, and our kabirin, our ulama, our hazrats clip has read out also the cry of their heart. What can I do for the ummah right now? At least we can do something. One is a boycott of the culture, of the way of life, of the style, of the brand names. Then we can boycott it. Nothing will happen to us. We'll still live, alhamdulillah. Their brand names and their food and whatever supply they're supplying to the chain stores, etc. We can do without it. Allah Ta'ala give us hidayah. At least we can do something for the ummah. Show me on the day of Qiyamah, we come there, we didn't do anything. These are the least that we can do right now. One at one time we said, just make dua only. Dua is there. Take out sadqa also. Whatever extent we can, take out sadqa. And to boycott, and to change our lives, make tawbah every day also. And whoever we can encourage, as I mentioned in the clip also, whoever we can encourage to put pressure on government, to put pressure on others, that to keep the pressure up. Because we can use all these means right now, so at least we can make some effort. Our names will be written that we contributed something to this jihad, to this movement, to the betterment of the ummah. We did something for the ummah. Shouldn't be that comes in the day of Qiyamah, you did nothing, you didn't even care about it. You just carried on normal in your life. Not even a serious, When you ask Hazrat also in Atiqah, Hazrat, what can we do for Gaza? The way Hazrat mentioned it also, he said, serious dua. Serious dua. Make some serious dua. Not just dua like that, but serious dua for the ummah. Whether it be in Palestine, whether it be in China right now, there are millions in camps over there that are being brainwashed completely about the deen. Whether it be in Sudan, whether it be in Kashmir also. Right now, we can't even tell the brother what is happening. When ex-general of the Indian army called for the army that it is permissible, so to say, jais and halal for the troops to rape Kashmiri women. Allah Ta'ala protect. Allah protect. Allah protect. We can make some serious dua right now. To this extent that everything is halal. The life of a Muslim has no value. The woman have no value. Children have no value. Do what you want with them. Nobody will do anything to you. Nobody will blink an eye also. They just turn away. Like there's no value to a Muslim life. We can at least look ahead. We can put our head down. I can sacrifice this. I don't have to purchase certain item. I don't have to go there. Little qurbani, small, small qurbani, Allah appreciates. We'll just not do it, not go, just avoid it. Say, Allah, this is for the ummah. This is for the ummah. And alhamdulillah, our kabir, whatever they can do within the capacity, they do it. Something is wrong on that level also, they write a letter to that government or that government. Why? Qiyamah's day we have some case in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, we tried. Whether one time in the Haramain Sharifain also, where one time before the azans were very long. Now too is not so long like before. Before that Hayya ala Salah, even Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasul, that wow, how many wows they were pulling there. It was a long, long azans. People would say top azan. Whether it was correct, whether it was according to the sunnah. So at that time, Muhi Sunnah, Mawlana Barul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he wrote a letter to the Saudi government that this is in conflict with the Sunnah, such a long azan. So cut it down a bit. Therefore you find today that's so long like before. Before it used to be a very long azan. Those that had those old clocks, green ones, in the shape of a masjid, you hear the pigeons and the water in the background, and that high-pitched azan, it's a long azan that was. Now it's just so long. What they could do within their capacity, they would do it, pick up the pen, they would write it. The person who sees a wrong, فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِي He should change it with his hand. Whether write, send an email, or do whatever he can within his capacity. If you can't with your hand, then do your tongue. Encourage other people, then don't do this, boycott that, make dua. If you can, if you can't do that, then فَبِقَلْبِ What it means is change it with the heart, not feel bad in the heart. فَلْيُغَيِّرُهُ بِقَلْبِهِ He should change it with the heart, make fikr and search. Allah, what can I do? What can I make niyats? Hadith has caused a hadith also. The man mata walam yaghzu walam yuhaddith bihi nafsahu mata ala shubati min nifaq. Aw kama qala Ali says, the person who passes away, walam yaghzu, never pick up arms, never picked up arms and go fight in the path of Allah, didn't have the chance opportunity. Walam yuhaddith bihi nafsahu, never spoke to himself also, if I get a chance I will go. If I get a chance I will go. Hazrat mentioned also, let them call us, we'll show them, we'll fold our sleeves and we'll take them. We fold our sleeves and we'll take them. He said, we get a chance, we'll go also. So we should spur ourselves on, that, oh Yusuf, when are you going to go? The time has come when you're going to give your life also. Plan how you're going to do it. At least you're planning it in your mind. Allah says he really got talab in his heart. He didn't get a chance to go, he didn't speak to himself also. Why? My family, my health, my job, my this, I can't go. Too many things to worry about. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam say he will pass away in a branch of hypocrisy. Allah save us. Branch of hypocrisy, nothing small. You might think, okay, he's the only hypocrite, not a kafir. Innal munafiqeen fi dharki asfali minan. The munafiqeen will be below the kuffar in the fire of Jahannam. The lowest put of Jahannam will be the munafiqeen. Kuffar will be higher than them. They will be below the kuffar also. So another small thing. Therefore, this what we can do. Think, search Allah, how can I change it? What can I do? What plan can I make? There's only a route for me to go or to make dua for those that are there. Allah, inspire them to do something. Let their mind work in a way where they can plan, they can get out of it. How Allah will inspire him through your dua. The dua will work also. So we don't understand making dua for those mujahideen also. Allah, inspire them with something. Some intelligence will come into their mind. How to maneuver, how to outmaneuver the enemy. Allah will do it. Du'as will do it. We have to apply ourselves. We have to make dua for them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.